Wednesday night, Shirin Maseches Nedarim. We're learning the Ran. Oh, I need a Gemara Shavuos myself. We're learning the Ran about Shavuah B'Shem. And we're doing the Ran in Shavuos now. The Ran is on Daftes Vavam at Bayes in the Dape Harif. Yeshukayach. Thank you. The Ran is on Daftes Vavam at Bayes in the Dape Harif on Shavuos. Brings on Rashi Shita on the bottom, the last few lines, that Rashi holds Shvuah needs Shem or Kinui. You can't say Davka Shvuah Sa'edus needs it, because that's what's learned out from Sota. Because the Gemara says that it's really a machlekes of Chanina Baridi and Rabbanon whether you need Shem HaMufurish or not. So kids of the Ran. So it needs Shem or Kinui. That's Rashi Shita. All Shavuos need Shem or Kinui. And the Machlokas of Chanina Baridi and Rabbanon is whether or not you need Shem HaMuforosh or not. The last two lines in the Ran on Daf Tes Vav Amud Beis and Shavuos. The time of the Milsa, Bisham de Iker Shavuah, Ki Kesiva Bisham Tzid. The Yisiv Lo Zishavu Bishmi La Shoke. Inami Lo Yisis Hashem Hashem Elokecha La Shav. Elad Rabbanon Savri who had in Amikinui to say the Chivalta Hashem Eloi Kecha. Abu below Shem of Eloi Kinui. Kinui here doesn't mean the Kinui of our mission. It means the Kinui of Shem Hashem, like Aleph Dalid, Rachum B'Chanun, Tzvokois, not Shem HaMuforish. Ein lonu lo l'malkus v'lo l'korban. This is interesting. When we wanted to explain why Shavuah does not need Shem, so it's like the exact same svar. Like we said, Shavuah, but why should Shavuah need Shem? So we said, because Shavuah means Bashem. That's the definition of Shavuah, as we explained. So the reason it doesn't need Shem, because Shavuah itself is inextricably tied up with Shem, Hashem. The Ran here is bringing down from Rashi Shita that it needs Shem, because since that's what Shavuah is, so you have to speak it out. That it's Bashem. Okay. Umihu, this is the Chiddush, Isura Miyaika. Afilu below Shem below Kinu. So this is a Chiddush. This concept is a Chiddush. That the Etzem concept you find. You find it by Chatzi Shir Asur Min HaTorah. No malchus, no punishment, but it's also. You find at different times in Shas that there's a iser that not all the, like there's a full-fledged which has the onesh, and not full-fledged which, according to the Rambam, many times when you learn out a din from a ribui haposuk, like from the Yud Gimel Midrash, HaTorah Nedroshos Brandon, it's not explicit, so there's no onesh. So that's called the Isura B'Alma. Learn out that it's also, but it's not full-fledged. So here is another example. If you need another example, it's here. That if you say Shavuah without Shem or Kinui, it's Yisura B'Al. But it is also. Now, he doesn't just mean it's also if you say Lo Ochal Kikur Zeh, it's also to eat it. He also means it's also to swear falsely. So this really answers all the Ran's kashas by us. It's saying that for the full-fledged Shavuah you need Shem or Kinui. All the rayas the Ran brings by us, so it's all could be the Isura B'Alma. You know, once you establish that even without Shem or Kinui, it's still Osir, even if there's no Onesh, then all the Ran's rayas to show that it's Osir fall away. Because in Chanani it's Osir. But for the full-fledged Issa, maybe you need Shem or Kinui. Ochi Muchach, I'll prove this to you tonight. The Rinu Lekamon, the Lav Lav, the Hein Hein Shvua, repeating the word yes or no. It's a Lashon Shvua. That's how Hashem speaks to the Novi. He says it twice, and therefore it's a Lashon of Shvua, of Kiyum. You must be talking about whatever Askar Hashem Hashem. This is the same reasoning as the Ran uses in our Mishnah regarding Kino Yishvua Kishvua. And it must be talking about Askar Hashem Hashem, B'dib B'shehizkar Hashem, Lomali Lav Lav, Arminim Perek Abon and Dorim, Mori Kula Loy Achilma. Arminim Nabi Perek Eitman Bin, Lalakay Yisrael Loy Magalina. So you see, just the Shem Hashem without the is enough to trigger a shvua. Alavadai kol shizka shvua, aloshan acha shehu moel kishvua, loboy lo shembalai kinui, on one level, le'inyan yisura. Aval amalkos ulekorban be'inan shemoi kinui. That's for the full-fledged isser, with all the ramifications and all the politics. It's a chiddush, but it's not a foreign concept. You have in Shas a few times, where something has different shlovim, different levels of intensity, and the malchus and the onesh come for the full-fledged one. V'deo dos ha-rambam zal b'perek bov mehilcha shvuas. Utmoheni. Now the Ran doesn't like that. Everything I've been explaining up till now, the Ran just rejects. Kivin dekroi b'shvuas b'shem of b'kina mishtami, he says it doesn't hold water, he doesn't get it. If you're telling me you need Shem or Kinui, because the Psukim reflect that by saying, Lo Siso Hashem Hashem Elokecha Lashav, and Lo Sishavu Bishmi Lashoker, then I feel we sur me now. How do you make this chalant, how do you make this kugel that you say it's awesome? So I think the answer, again, I'm not like Chatzi Shir. In other words, once I establish to yourself that Shvua intrinsically is hooking up Hashem, so then to my mind, there's nothing wrong. I mean, it's not uncommon to find such a concept that if you say Shem Hashem Beferish, then you get an Onesh, it's full-fledged. And if you don't say it, it's just implied, and it's a lower degree Isser, and it's just also Vialma. That it's a lashon of a shvua. He meant the psukim. Where do we know? Well, that's a raya from a gemara. He didn't discuss the rayas yet. He didn't discuss the rayas. He's saying it logically. If you're telling me the psukim say that you have to say Shem Hashem, so where's the makom to say it's also without Shem Hashem? He didn't deal with those Gemaras yet. Those Gemaras seem to show that there could be Isser without Shem Hashem. What? It's based on the pasuk that Hen Hen is a lashon of Shvua. So Rashi brought a Raya from there. It's just a Raya. Don't tell you the reasoning. It's a Raya from the Gemara that without Shem Hashem it's going to be awesome. It's like Mamish, the same reasoning the Ran uses to prove from our Mishnah. That if you say Kinui Shvua Kishvua, it must be talking about without Shem Hashem. Because with Shem Hashem, you don't need the din of Kinui Shvua Kishvua. So the fact that the Mishnah says a din of Kinui Shvua Kishvua, it shows you that there's a Shvua without Shem Hashem. Right? That's what our Ran said. You following it? What? That's what we're searching for. So he brought a raya from those Gemaras. He brought a raya from a Gemara that without Shem Hashem you can have a shvua. The Ran's asking, logically, what's the logic in it? If you're telling me that the reason you need Shem Hashem is because the psukim by shvuas always reflect a Shem Hashem, or you see so Shem Hashem alokecha lashav, los yishavu bishmi lashav there. So what's the, where's the makom to say that without Shem Hashem you can have a shvua? Well, what's bothering you? What? asking a logical question. If you're telling me that you have to say Shem Hashem because the psukim reflect that, so then, how could you just sit back and say, and if you don't have Shem Hashem, well, okay, there's no Malkus or Karban, but there's Isser. That's just the opposite, that that's a lotion of a shrua. But we're looking to find out if it's talking about Yosef Hashem's name or not. Or it just says, hen hen lav lav is a lotion of a shrua. It is, but that it's a shvua. But maybe shvua needs Shem Hashem. The pasuk just tells you that the repetition of the word hen or lav is an affirmation of sorts that brings it to the level of shvua. But maybe you need to say Shem Hashem. The pasuk doesn't talk about that. There's a pasuk that says, there's a pasuk that's a source that such a, let's say you say Kinui Shvua Kishvua, you learn it out from the pasuk. But we still want to know, maybe you said, maybe you have to say Shem Hashem. If every Shvua needs Shem Hashem, this Shvua will also need Shem Hashem. This just says it's a lashon of a Shvua. Source, you're confusing two things. Let's say there's a Gemara that says that if you say hocus pocus, it's a shvur. And you learn it out from a pasuk in Tehillim that says hocus pocus is a shvur. It still begs the issue whether or not you have to say Shem Hashem also. Shvur might need Shem Hashem also. It doesn't resolve that issue. Does it resolve the issue of a shvur can be made in Spanish? No. Just tells you that this is a lashon of a shvua, but it doesn't tell you other things. It doesn't tell you if you have to hold a sefer Torah when you make a shvua. If you have to stand on your head with this.
For example, giving doesn't,
you don't know if it has Shem Hashem. If a shvua needs Shem Hashem, so it'll need Shem Hashem. The psukim just tell you that that this way of affirming something is on the level of a shvua. It's like a super affirmation.
So it's like saying, you're saying amen, but it's still a question of whether you still need Shem.
Maybe you need Shem Hashem. Yeah. Okay. Still don't know. One thing has nothing to do with the other. You're just learning out that it's a, that hen hen or lav lav is an affirmation with such a solidity that it's a shvua. Shvua is like a super affirmation. This is true, like Hashem is true. That's what a shvua is. So hen hen lav lav, you learn out. The Gemara sees an apostle, he may know af nishbatali, whatever it is, that it's such a strong affirmation. Now we have another question. Maybe every shvua needs an explicit mention of Hashem's name. So Rashi just had a raya, a logical raya, that it does not. Because if hen hen is a lashon shvua, so it must be you weren't talking about Shem Hashem. But if it was Shem Hashem, you wouldn't need lav lav hen hen shvua. It would be a shvua anyway, with just Shem Hashem. Okay, he didn't deal with that raya yet. He's asking a conceptual question. If you need Shem Hashem by a shvua, then what's the makom to say that if you don't have it, you have a semi-shvua that makes iser and no malchus and no carbon? It's a very weird concept. I'm answering, it's not that weird a concept. You find it by chatzi shir. You find it in various places in Shas that you have an iser and there's a full-fledged way to do it. And sometimes there's a ribui hakra, sometimes there's a less intense way of doing the iser, and it's isura bialmo. So it's not unheard of. So
it still doesn't reduce the level of connection to Hashem for a shavu.
Well, that's what it might be saying, that if you say the connection to Hashem explicitly, the concept of a shavu is, just like Hashem is true and real and exists and is kayom, so too, whatever you make the shvuah about is real and it exists and it's kayim. You're hooking up with Hashem's existence. So if you beferish say Shem Hashem, then the pasuk says, what does the pasuk say in Kedoshim? So you're explicitly, when you do that explicitly, so then you get an onesh and a karbon, and it's on a more intense level of iser. And if you don't say Shem Hashem explicitly, it's only implicitly, because you said the word shvua. Okay, but the Ran doesn't like it. The Ran says, V'ef shem yidivri kabbalah lomadnu. Maybe it's not a diorisa dika iser. It's like an iser midivri kabbalah, meaning it's better than a drabonon, heavier than a drabonon, but it's not quite a diorisa. It's divri neviim. Darmina lekamon, the oror bo shvua, that's also a lashon of shvua. Umafkina lo medichsiv, vayoyol shol les ha'om, lemor or ha'ish, asher yochal lechem adu erev. Ava bishalayom aloi shem v'loi kino, he didn't say shem Hashem. But he used the word arur, and that's a lashon shvua. Makes you a lashon shvua, koshken shvua atzma. Okay. So the Ran Shita in Maseches Shvuos is that you need shame. He can see, and that's Rashi Shita also. Rashi and the Ran Shvuos say that you need shame Hashem for malchus or for karbon, whatever it is, shvua shav, shvua sheker, shvua's bitoy, whatever it is. Shvua's Aedus for sure need Shem Hashem, as shvua's apikadon does.
You learn that out from Sota,
right? Machlokes v'anina baridi rabbonon is a machlokes whether you need Shem HaMeforosh, Yudke Vovke, or Shakai Tzvokos, and Rachel Mechanan is good enough. And without any Shem Okinu, it's Yisura B'Alma. The Ran's not so sure what that would mean, so he finally falls back and says it's midivrei kabbalah, which means it's not a diorisa. It's not going to be midiorisa. We said it could be on a diorisa level too. You find such things like chatzi shir asur min haTorah, and according to the Rambam, many times you have something that's osur without malchus when you learn it out from a ribui hakra, and it's not explicitly in the pasuk. Okay. The Ravid Zal, now we're going to the Ravid. The Ravid Zal saw the debate. That's the point. You're not really over the lav in a full-fledged way. That's the Nakuda. You're asking the Ran's question. So I'm answering you. You'll find that you have things that are second tier, Yisurim. It's not blatant, you know. It's not a blatant averus halav, so it doesn't have the onus of malchus. It's not a foreign concept. The Ravid Zal Sover the Be'edus. The Ran says no. It's the very kabbalah. The Ravid Zal Sover the Be'edus being in shame. Shul say this for sure. Shem Hashem. Shem Yalfinan Olal Mitzaita. Pikadon needs Shem Hashem. You learn it out from Shavuos Eidus. From the Garmina Techtotech Lemei Eidus. Avol B'Shavuos Bitui. See, there's a little different, not a little different, a lot different in the way the Ran brings down the Ravid by us in Maseches Nedarim. Here it's Shavuos Eidus needs Shem. Shavuos HaPikadon needs Shem. Sota needs Shem. Avol B'Shavuos Bitui. L'Korban U'L'Bal Yachel. Lo Be'inan Lo Shem V'Lo Kinui. That's for the future. Avol l'sheovar l'inyan malchus bein in shame t'chsev v'los yishovu b'shmi l'shoker elu dvorav zayin. Oh, when does it say Shem Hashem in the pasuk? Right, it's really very logical. When do you see Shem Hashem explicitly in the pasuk by shvua? Always by shvua l'sheovar. Either sheker l'los yishovu b'shmi l'shoker or shav l'los yishovu Shem Hashem elokecha l'shov. Shvuos bitui, meaning what we'll call shvuos bitui, talking about something in the future, I will do, I won't do. What's the technical issa there? It's only bal yachel. That's the Ran shita. We saw a few days ago the Rambam shita is taka, that's also called sheker. If I say I will do something Then when I don't do it, I'm making my shvua into a shvua sheker. Okay, that's the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't hold like that. The Ravid obviously doesn't hold like that. Because he's saying any shvua is bitui, meaning it's talking about the future. I will do or I won't do. That does not require Shem. It doesn't say anywhere, Shem Hashem. And you'll even have to bring a korban. It'll be Malkus for Bal Yachel. You'll bring the korban of Oyla V'Yored. Right? One of the things of Oyla V'Yored is the Shvuah's Bitur. So that's even without Shem Hashem. It's the Shvuah's L'Sha'ovar which needs Shem Hashem. So again, you know, I hear the logic. Duran's going to ask Akasha, like technically, how do you work that out?
Why would that be a Shem Hashem if it's already in the past? Because
it's a Chilul Hashem. Then, what we saw already a Loshen, because then Mishor Sheyotzo Mipiv, it's Sheker right away. It's like the Loshen Apostle is like Shusobu Bishmila Shoker, Loisachalu Hashem Alekecha. Again, what am I saying when I make a Shvuah? This is as true as Hashem is. So if at the moment I said that, it's a lie. So then the Isser of that is a Chilul Hashem.
Right, but you should need Shem Hashem in that case.
So he holds you do. That's when you need Shem Hashem. And the Psukim reflect that. Because the Psukim that say Beferish to Shem Hashem by Shvuah is all talking about the past. Shvuah is about the past. So then you can see it's like it's a chutzpah, it's a lack of... It's a Chilul Hashem. I'm saying Shem Hashem, and I'm saying a lie, and I'm saying it's as true as Hashem is true. Bal Yachel's already in the future. You know, when I said the Shvuah, it's a perfectly fine Shvuah. It just created an Isser, or created a Chiyuv. So what do you need Shem Hashem for? That's what the Ravid holds. That's not the way the Ravid by us is. The Ravid by us, but the Ran brings down, sounds more like the Ran himself in Shvuahs. So the Ravid Mechalik between, just like I've been a Taz Mechalik between Mushma Pi Acherim and Mushma Pi Hatzmo, the Ravid's Mechalik between Shvuah L'Sha'ovar and the Rosh we saw, interpreted the Ben Otam, that if it's a voluntary Shvuah, it doesn't need Shem Hashem. And if it's an imposed Shvuah, it needs Shem Hashem. The Ravid comes up with a different Chilik, that, and this is really like, it fits it well. Because the psukim that talk about Shem Hashem are all talking about shvuos about the past. And it makes sense, because it's Chilul Hashem. You said something that's false. You talk about the future. See, it won't work out like the Rambam. Because like the Rambam, a shvuah about the future also carries the Yisr of Lo Shishavu Bishmila Shokeh. So going to the Rambam doesn't work out. Okay, the Rambam's a chiddush, that a shvuah la'osid the Ober Shvuah Sheker. Okay, that's the Ravid Shita. The Heng Tema. What? Yeah, well, that's the reasoning. It's a Chiddush. Nobody else holds like that. I mean, there is a Mandirma in the Gemara that says like that. But the Rambam learns that the other Mandirma is also molded to that. They have to do with the Sugya and Shvuah. The Heng Tema. He doesn't like that, the Ran. The Gzeirah Shova, the Allah, Rav Chirina Baridi, who the Yisle Hachi, Abu Rabbanon Lesle. Saying Rabbanon, Rabbanon don't hold of the Gzeirah Shova, so they should hold you never need Shem Hashem to anything. The Chayim Savim, the Rabbanon, even the last Lubzer Shov, but the Allah, the Boy Bishop was beaten, the Boy Bishop was Hashem, the Kinui, Bain the Isser, Bain the Kobe, Bain the Malkos, and the season Tregad, the Shvus Kutani. The Sabin, the Alech, and Bishvua, Philo Boy Askars Hashem Chayobin. The Chain Ilu, Omar, Bishvua, the Hashem, the Sabin, the Alech, and Hashem Chayobin. Now he's falling back that according to Rabbanan you don't need Shem Ukina at all. Like he says by us. That it's only Rav Chanina Baridi that holds you need Shem Ukina. Rabbanan holds you don't need Shem Ukina. I, the Mishnah says, Ubuchala Kinuyan or Elu Chayovin. The same as the Ran by us. And according to Avchina Baridi, you do need, it's not true, you need Shema and Mephorash. So most of you talk about like Rabbanon. So it says, it certainly sounds like you need at least a Kinui of Hashem's name. So he says, love the boy Hashem of Kinui. Elalomar, the Mashbiyah of Kinui, Lahabik Mashbiyah of Shemaim of Oretz of Keturit. That's what he says by us. We didn't really understand this yesterday. Why in the world would I think that being nishba berachum b'chanun is like being nishba b'shemayim v'oretz? I guess the pshat is that it's like you're swearing b'midas rachmonus shalom, not in him. That's what you would think. Just like b'shemayim v'oretz, what's the tzad b'shemayim v'oretz is good even? You have to say it's no good. Because the words lend themselves to mean, you know, he who is Yoshev B'Shemayim B'Oretz, meaning Hashem. So, Kamashmal, it's no good. So I guess you might say if you swear Barachim B'Chanun, so maybe you're swearing the Midas Rachmanus. You're not swearing in Hashem, you're swearing Midas Rachmanus. Maybe that's what you would think, it's no good. Okay. Okay. Just want to look at the Ramban. Not the original Shvuah, but the Sota explicitly needs Shem Hashem. She's saying Omei. Adarabi, you learn out from her that Omer Omei Nachas Shvuah Kamosi Shvuah Bipib Domi. Yeah. Well, that's machlokes. I guess Rabbanan Amoda there. What? So you learn out from a Gzeira Shava. Ola. Yeah, maybe we don't have to give excuses for Rabbanan why they don't dash in Gzeira Shava. That you have all over Shasta. The Ramban in Shvuas suggests that Shvuah without Sheb is Yodus. It's Yodus. Like he brings all the rayas that Shvua doesn't need Shem. Then he says, but it does need Shem. Yeah. So he says, Elashie Shlomar Sheyodus Hain. And then he says, Shvua also has a din of Yodus. Right? What we're about to learn in the Mishnah. We didn't get up to that yet. Yodus. So maybe it's Yodus. That also would answer all the questions if it's Yodus. In other words, you really need Shem Hashem to be Ikar HaShvua, and all the Gemaras that you don't need Shem Hashem, it's talking about Mitzad Yodus. That's the Ramban, HaShvua, so he made sort of a suggestion. Okay. We'll continue after tomorrow.